This is KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. A shooting at a STEM charter school yesterday in Highlands Ranch, south of Denver, left one student dead and eight others injured. Two suspects are in custody. We've been following the updates here at KUNC, and right now I'm joined by Aaron O'Toole. Aaron, what's the latest?
So the Douglas County Sheriff's Office held a briefing early this morning. What they said is they have two suspects in custody, an 18-year-old and another who is a juvenile. Both are students at STEM School Highlands Ranch. Sheriff Tony Spurlock says the two walked into the school yesterday afternoon and shot at students in two separate areas. The school reported the incident at 1:53 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, and the sheriff's deputies were on the scene within minutes. Sheriff Spurlock said they used handguns. We don't have any specifics on the weapons other than that at this time. And the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is investigating how and where the guns were acquired. Now, as far as what may have motivated this incident, Sheriff Spurlock says figuring that out is going to take time.
We are still actively working the crime scene with our partners from the FBI. We anticipate that that's probably going to take at least two more days for us to manage that.
And Kyra, he said they're slowing things down. They're taking time to process all the evidence, which includes a vehicle that was apparently parked at the school, as well as searches of the suspect's residences. And he said the search also includes interviewing people at the school and searches of social media.
And what do we know about the victims of the shooting?
Well, the Douglas County coroner has identified the student who was killed as Kendrick Ray Castillo. He was 18 years old and would have finished his senior year on Friday. Now, as far as the eight other students who were injured, Sheriff Spurlock said this morning that three of them remain in intensive care at area hospitals. The others have been released.
What's going to happen next? I know that there's a hearing scheduled for this afternoon.
That's right. The two suspects are set to make a court appearance at 1:30 this afternoon. Here's District Attorney George Brockler from the press conference this morning.
There is going to be an additional date set after that, and we can have conversations after court at 1:30 to discuss procedurally what takes place after that. Now, there's also the juvenile suspect who is equally presumed innocent. In our state, as in just about every other, we have two tracks for adults and juveniles at this point in the process. I cannot tell you for certain that that juvenile will be advised today at 1:30. If we know more about that information before, then of course we're going to let you know all that.
Brockler, as you may recall, prosecuted the Aurora Theater shooting suspect. He had this to say about this incident.
And this does not define us. It won't today and it won't tomorrow. These are aberrant acts. Problem is, when you get three, four, or five of them within a 20-mile radius, you begin to think they're less aberrant. But I'm here to tell you, this is not who we are. Our school district is awesome. Our school district is safe. And my kids are going to go to school today, and I recommend everyone else send their kids to school, too.
And for the rest of the week, STEM School Highlands Ranch is going to be closed. A crisis center opened this morning at St. Andrew United Methodist Church in Highlands Ranch. That's for students and staff. The Douglas County District Superintendent said they will have support staff on hand at other schools in the district, which are open. And there's a vigil planned for 7:30 tonight at the Highlands Ranch High School gym.
Aaron, thanks for bringing us this update.
You're welcome.
You can find the latest on our website, kunc.org.